The Fort Collins, Colorado-based beer company began its search for its second brewery in 2009. It selected the site along the French Broad River in the fall of 2011. The site presents some challenges. It's in the floodplain and was once home to the area's stockyard. It was also designated a brownfield. But company officials say fill is being used to raise the site by 6 to 8 feet and that its soil remediation has left the site clean and ready for construction. When completed, the 133,000-square-foot brewery will be capable of producing 500,000 barrels of beer annually. New Belgium Asheville General Manager Jay Richardson says his company is very comfortable with its site.
We started out with our brewery design for about 700,000 barrels, and we re-scoped that to slightly smaller, and the way that's fitting on the site feels really good now.
The brewery will purchase its water from the City of Asheville Water System. Richardson says access to quality water was high on the company's list of needs.
Quality of water here is very high. And we're used to that in the Front Range of the Rocky Mountains. And so, yeah, that was definitely high on the list for us.
Richardson added that the brewery hopes to be online by the fall of 2015 and at peak production will have around 140 employees. Karen Craig Nolan was on hand for the groundbreaking. She is the executive director of Riverlink, a not-for-profit that has worked on economic and environmental revitalization of the French Broad River since 1987.
Well, I think we'll measure time from here in as before New Belgium and after New Belgium. This is huge. I look at the site and the fact that we had a company that chose Asheville to live in and then chose to take a site that was difficult, to say the least, in the infill and with all the problems, and to make it back on the tax rolls, employee-owned, and a completely sustainable, ecologically sound company is some kind of dream come true. It's beyond a dream come true. And one of the things that we've always been concerned about with an anchor is that we didn't want something that was going to be big, a lot of parking lot, and not active every day. This is going to be active 7 days a week. There'll be people coming in, people coming out, and things happening. I think that was an important criteria for us.
There are now 16 craft breweries in Buncombe County, and the nation's second largest craft brewery, Sierra Nevada, is open in nearby Henderson County. When open, the New Belgium brewery will serve to enhance the area's growing national reputation for craft beer. For WCQS News, I'm David Horand.